She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Our new number, finally. So those of you that have been complaining about the phone lines, is now a rotary. So if it'll never be on the busy. The new number, and please write it down. The new number is 888-5204. 888-5204. Okay, that's our new number. So please write it down so you got it. And it's not like the other way last week and all that, where if it's busy, you got to call another number. We have three lines coming in and it's a rotary, so no problem. Okay? So you can give me a call at 888-5204. Okay. Now, when you buy a new car, highly recommended to change the oil and use the AMS oil or the Royal Purple HPS. Okay? Highly recommended. Again, but it's your car. You do what you want. It's my recommendation if you want it to live longer and get less problems. The oil is super important because of the poor grade of gasoline you're running. And 9 out of 10 people always tell me that they're running the wrong gas. When I ask, what gas are you running? They tell me the wrong gas. Okay? The only gas I recommend is the Shell V-Power 92. That's the only one. So,
does the oil and the gas relate to each other?
That's a good question. Okay, the oil is the blood of your car. The gas is the food. So if you have bad blood and you eat junk food, you're going to be sick. The oil protects the engine parts. And when you put bad gas, the bad gas beats the living daylights out of your engine. So if you don't have good oil protecting it, you're not going to have a good engine long. I know a lot of people disagree. They say that this, that, whatever. But what I'm telling you folks is through my tests that I do, that the state or the city does not pay me for. I do it because when I say it on the radio, I don't want to be liable for something that's not true. So it's up to you. This show is to help you, the people of Hawaii, save money. Okay? So, it's your choice. Who do we have on the line?
We have Dottie Dean on the line.
Wow, you're early today.
Yeah, I thought I'd better get an early start to let everybody know the gas at Shell is still the best here on this island.
Mm-hmm.
I filled up Thursday, and so, yep, it's all good. All systems are go. But, you know, on top of that, even with the good gas and all, we still need ethanol. So hopefully, you know, you will be getting a shop soon.
Well, we're working on it, and it's really hard when you work by yourself.
It is, uh-huh.
You know, like in the old days, the Indians all help each other. And the Hawaiians all help each other.
Right, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Now they call it Independence Day.
Yeah, Independence Day. Everybody for themselves.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Thanks, okay. Dean.
Thanks a lot.
Good man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the new number, Wanda, is 888-5204. That's our new number, and it is a rotary, so if the first number is busy, it'll switch over to the second one. Okay, so give us a call. Let's try this new number out. Okay. Anyway, that's what the oil is about, and the gasoline, and of course the auto repair shops hate me for saying that because they love the business. Everything is about the money. Like the roads. The mayor said, you get me in office, I will fix the roads. How many of you seen it fixed better than before he got in? A promise is a promise, folks. He did not say, I will fix only certain roads. He did not say, I will fix 50%. His statement on his campaign, I will fix the roads. Okay? So, it's your home. It's your Hawaii. You decide. As long as you let people do that to you, they will always do it to you. Okay? Like having a big bowl of gold and people helping themselves to it, and a big bowl of gold, and people helping themselves to it, and if you don't see anything, they keep on taking. Pretty soon it's all empty. Automobile registration is going up again. It's just out of hand, folks. Check the outer islands. The outer islands is cheaper. If I'm not mistaken, Oahu is the highest in the country. How is that? I check in Arizona. Arizona for a Toyota Camry is $42 a year. Okay? How is that? The Honolulu is $300 some odd. Holy moly, I tell you. Unbelievable. Anyway. Bad roads contribute to accidents and damaged suspensions, damaged struts and shocks, damage everything in your car. That accident that happened on Montserrat, where a guy was going the wrong way, everybody blamed him for crashing into that, what was that, a tree? Well, everybody blames somebody for causing an accident, for speeding, for drunk driving. But how many police officers ever check the road? How many? Oh, that's too hard. Just blame the driver. It's the easiest. But how come they don't blame the shooter? They blame the gun. We can't have guns. That guy shot everybody in Las Vegas. Well, what if he used a knife? Then they're going to make knives illegal? How come they don't blame the cars? When the cars go crashing into people, well, we blame the car. No, they blame the driver. Why is it there's only one way? I don't know. Don't mind me. It's just me trying to look at what the right way should be. Like Oahu should have a racetrack. We should have a racetrack. We have the biggest population of all the islands, and we have no racetrack for the people. So where are the people supposed to go and speed safely? Oh, H1 freeway. Right. Montserrat Avenue. Well, that guy who crashed his car and died, I don't know anything about the case. I don't know if he hit a pothole. I don't know if something failed on his steering. I don't know anything. So I cannot blame him. Well, him, because he was speeding. But the reason he was speeding, how do you know what the reason was? A lot of people who get upset with the girlfriends, the wife, the family, go speeding. Because speeding cools them down. Speeding changed their frame of thinking and their mind. That's why a racetrack would be excellent, especially today. They could go down the racetrack as fast as they want, with no danger to anybody else. And because there's no trees and telephone poles on the racetrack, the chances of him hitting a telephone pole or a tree is slim to none. There's guardrails to keep the car in on the track. It'll probably roll over, but it won't split in half like hitting a tree or a telephone pole. And he don't endanger nobody. So, this is the reason Oahu needs a racing hard time at work. The weekends, they go out to the racetrack and go speeding. Then Monday come along, they're okay. I tell you a fact. This is, you know, folks, I don't tell you stuff like this about things that does work without proof. I started the junior drag racing program in Hawaii, and I watched the children. They come into the racetrack stressed. You can see it on their faces. They're upset. Mom or dad or whatever. You know, they're upset with the mom or dad or life or anything. But once they drive in the race car and it's over, trust me, you have to see their faces. Completely different child. Different. Because it scares the living daylights out of them, and their frame of mind changes. This minister, Ron Ching, a long time ago, gave a class at the University of Hawaii. It was called, what was that class called, Wanda?
I forgot.
Was it something like human behavior, yeah?
Transcendental something, I don't know.
Exactly. And that's what it was all about. He said, when you're stressed, you run down the hall, big stairs backwards. It puts you in thinking. Well, you scare at yourself. Like people try to commit suicide by jumping off the building. Okay? When they jump off, they're scared and they're back to normal, but it's too late. That's why they scream. Well, anyway, it's break time.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real
fine. EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, Sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob. Doing great here, George. Glad. And I tell people, I was telling Wanda, I called in on a new number. It's beautiful. Just dials right in, gets you right to where you need to go.
Good.
So today, you know, you were talking about the shooting and what people focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know how many people have been shot this year in Chicago?
Mm-mm.
500.
What?
500 people have been murdered in Chicago.
Wow.
Homicides. Nobody talks about it. You know how many people die in the U.S. in car crashes every day?
Oh, a lot.
It's like 100 people every day.
But they don't talk about it.
No, they don't talk about it. Now, I'm not diminishing the horror of the situation, and nobody wants that to happen. But again, we tend to not look at things with big pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we look at, oh, how is it going to affect me? To tie it into, like I say, why do people keep getting reelected? Because they provide money and job security to certain people. They're going to vote for them, no matter what else they do. You're not going to vote yourself out of job. And again, you focus on these things, but if your primary goal is you don't like guns, then anything with a gun, you're going to focus on. But you can't focus on Chicago because it's one or two, three people every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, like, in your face. And like you said about car crashes, too, they don't investigate car crashes, even though you see people out there walking around riding. All they investigate, and George knows this is true, they look for when is the first skid mark, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when did the car stop? And they measure it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, get this. If you have accidents with nobody critically hurt or killed, they don't investigate, right?
Right.
Okay, so what I'm, people go on, we'll roll and get to the point. My point is, like George is saying, we just assume so much. You could have a car with a known problem, an unknown problem, keeps getting in accidents, but until somebody's killed by it, it's ignored.
That's
like
right.
You said, it's either the driver or the car, but it's never the same. You know, if the car goes through a store window, it's the driver's fault.
Right.
If the car runs into the back of another car, it's the car's fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I stepped on the brake, it didn't stop in time. It's there's so much going on sometimes. That's why my like head just spins. And Rolling Bob was rolling on his head earlier, but that's the story for next week. So as always, take care of your car, it'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. ID theft is on the rise, like anything else. And I hear about these problems every day. ID theft and all these credit card people, LifeLock, Equifax, you know, they're not safe. So I recommend that all of you look into ID Shield. It's an ID shield that protects you. It's kind of confusing, and it's better if you call this agent, Eileen Hines, at 808-780-5000. She'll explain to you from A to Z of how this is happening, and it's on a rise, folks. So if you think you're safe, think again. I have it, so I'm relaxing. But all of you out there that don't have it, I would be worried, because that thing, this information, is identity theft, not only financial, but it's medical, social security, driver's license, everything, even your criminal record, your character. ID Shield covers it all. You'll be much safer. You'll be real relaxed. And, you know, you're not obligated. Give her a call. 808-780-5000. 808-780-5000. She'll explain to you, you know. And if you can't reach her, text her. But you'll have peace of mind. Go check it out. Okay? So be safe. Anyway, too bad we don't have something like that for your car, where something like this protects you from putting in bad gas, protects you from putting in bad oil, you know? That's part of the game. But anyway, Wanda mentioned about the oil and the gas. Well, you know, Wanda, people don't check the oil. Okay? So because people don't check the oil, manufacturers, car manufacturers, are fast taking away the dipstick to check oil. Lots and lots of the newer cars do not have a dipstick to check oil. So, how do you know if you have oil? You wait for the idiot light. You know what the idiot light is, huh?
Mm-hmm. So, how do they keep track of when you're supposed to change your oil?
You don't, because you just go by mileage and guess at it. And the manufacturers love it because, number one, it's cheaper to build a car. Number two, you're going to destroy your engine. So you're going to buy a new car. Very good for sales. Okay? So.
So it seems like in those cars, you should definitely be using the good oil.
Yeah, but that's too much common sense. And common sense has passed away in the 60s. So there's no such thing. People just run until they hear a big hammer pounding away under the hood. Then they ask, what is that noise? Sorry, you don't have any oil in there. That's not funny, you know, because I hear it all the time. And they think it's the transmission that's causing the noise. It's not. Transmissions don't make noise. It's the engine. Okay? Now, listen up on this one. If you have an oil leak, okay, and you don't know if it's engine, power steering, or transmission, I would recommend getting a bottle of A.T. Abel Tom, A.T. 205, A.T. 205, and add it to your engine oil and run it. And about 500 miles, the oil leak should stop. If it doesn't stop, then it's not engine oil leak. Okay? Then put it in the transmission. Oh, now that's a problem, because a lot of transmissions today do not have the transmission dipstick tube. where you that's where you pour the oil in from, or
you've got
video 205. So if you don't have a dipstick, then you need to go to a mechanic and have them put in the AT205. Now, if your mechanic is not honest, and how are you going to know? How do you know if he put it in? He can say, I did. How do you know? You don't. Well, there's a lot of dishonest shops out there, and it's sad because a long time ago, this Chinese man, very wealthy, told me that if you want to be successful in business, you take care of your customer the way you want to be taken care of. It's like the old saying goes, do unto others as you want others to do unto you. Very good. And if you do that, you cannot help but be successful. Okay? So, anyway, on that, back to that Montserrat accident, I really wish HPD would investigate to find out if it was mechanical or a pothole that he hit. Find out. Don't just blame the driver. Yes, he was speeding. That's understood. He was speeding. But try to find out what caused the accident. In drag racing, we don't say, oh, it's the driver. He lost control. No, we investigate so that we can make rule changes on certain items if that item failed. Okay? It's for the safety of the future. Not just for now. Okay. Anyway.
So, you know, if your car doesn't have a dipstick, and you take it in to change the oil, how does that work? Like, is there just like an oil drain plug that they drain the oil from?
Mm-hmm.
And then where do they fill oil in?
There's an oil fill, a little cap.
So you can open up that cap and then,
No, it doesn't go down to the oil pan. It goes into the valve cover, and the valve cover is located above the valves. So there's no passageway to the oil pan.
Oh, so even like on those, that valve caps or whatever you call it, it doesn't have oil on it that you can like, put a chopstick in there and see what color your oil is?
Well, if you're just using that to check your oil color, yeah, you can rub your finger or a napkin in the hole and see what color the oil is.
So wouldn't that give you a good indication?
It'll give you a rough indication. But what is going on that is very common today, and I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of people that cannot change their own oil, or, they trust the shop that they're dealing with, and they bring their own AMS oil or their own Royal Purple HPS. And you got to think, you got to think, folks. It's common sense again. The guys that you're dealing with, it's like you're giving them money and say, please put it in my saving account. Okay. How do you know they put it in? Well, you got the receipt. But on this case, how do you know they put your good oil that you brought in your engine? There are several cases against shops today that did not put in the oil. And it was proven not by just making accusations. The people took their car to another place and drained the oil and had it tested. The AMS oil is same color as everybody else's oil, but the Royal Purple is purple. And when they drained the oil, it was not purple. So it's obvious. They did not put it in. Well, they didn't stop there. They sent the oil to a lab. And it was tested as regular oil. Not royal purple and not AMS oil. So.
That's pretty messed up, because if you cannot check your oil and you gave them oil to put in, so you think you have the good oil and you know you can run your car for, I don't know, what, 10,000 miles, 20,000 miles. So you do that, but you got regular oil in there.
You destroy your car. But they want you to do that.
So do you have any way
to... Other than draining the oil back out, no. If you have a dipstick, yes, you can see it. So, but even with a dipstick, that shop that did the change denied it. So the customer had no choice but to take a sample and take it out and send it to lab. So that's the only way. But they have to spend money and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the shop that did the thing just refunded the money. Well, the money they refunded didn't cover the cost for the...
testing.
Yes. So, you know, I hate to say it, but it's really hard today. You know, and you cannot blame the shop, because doing business with high rent, I mean high rent, this is ridiculously high in Hawaii. How are they supposed to survive? It's hard. But anyway, it's time for a break again.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans? Sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And I gotta bring this up again and again to try to protect you, the people of Hawaii. The hack on Equifax has exposed probably more than 2 million people. That's like the whole island of Oahu. Okay? They got their name, birth date, social security number, address, credit card numbers, bank information, the whole nine yards. Well, Legal Shield has ID Shield that protects you from that. I have it, and I highly recommend that you get it. To find out more about it, give Eileen Hines a call at 808-780-5000. 808-780-5000 and get information on the coverage and the whole nine yards. She'd be more than happy to explain everything to you on how this gets done. Trust me, it's a total peace of mind. It's like walking around with a bulletproof shield. Nobody can shoot you. Okay? So, go check it out. ID Shield. Don't wait until you get scammed or hacked. Okay? Then it's too late. It's like putting a bulletproof shield, but you don't put it on, and you get shot. Once you get shot, it's too late. So call Eileen Hines at 808-780-5000. Okay? Anyway, if you have a question, give us a call. Our new number is 888-5204. 888-5204. Okay? If you have a question or, you know, announcement, whatever. Anyway. So, I know a lot of you have questions, and you should ask them and share with everybody. Okay? Maybe somebody else has the same question.
Okay, we have Jay from Honolulu.
Hi, Jay.
Oh, good afternoon. You know, when you want to change the oil and you want to make sure that you get your oil that you bring, you want to make sure that you get it in the car. Is there a way of marking the can? Tell them you want your can back. Is there a way of marking that can so that only you know how it's marked?
That is an excellent question. Okay. I tell you what the shops do. And I cannot mention who, but we caught them at it at a sting. We set them up.
They're going to use a used can and mark them the same way.
No, they empty your oil from your oil bottles into another container, a clean container.
Oh, and then give you back the thing.
Yes.
Sneaky bullet.
It's.
So it wouldn't matter if you marked it.
No, you got to eyeball and watch them.
Oh, how do you go and watch them? Because sometimes they go way on the other side or whatever, where you cannot have access, you know, go past that employees only line kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard. And that's, you know, once people do that, you cannot trust them anymore. Because what else are they doing?
Right.
It's sad, yeah?
Yeah. That's right.
But that was a good question. Anywhere around it? I'm trying to figure that out, too. Because my daughter is on the mainland going to college, and she needs to have her oil changed, and she's scared. She don't know who to trust.
What about the Jiffy Lube thing? You know, they don't let you in to watch them.
No. No. And some veterinarians are like that. They take your dog in, and you're not allowed to go see what they're doing.
Yeah, and then there's a, oops, and a dog marking.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I don't either. Is there, like, preventive, is there a way of knowing ahead of time whether they're going to prevent you from watching?
You can ask them. If they don't want you to watch, then go someplace else. That's the only thing I can suggest.
All right. Okay. That's the only solution, I guess.
It's hard.
Well, it is hard. Yeah. Hey, you know, in Japan, they have very strict gun control laws.
Mm-hmm.
Very strict. Now, you know what the death by guns in Japan is last year?
No.
Six.
How much?
Only six.
Six. Not only six in a minute or an hour or a day or a week or a month, six a year.
Wow.
Yeah. And two of those were suicides.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So, you know, they have to account for all bullets. You know, mm-hmm. All guns are registered and background checks are thorough. And no machine guns allowed anywhere.
Hmm. Hawaii was like that. Back in the 50s, no machine guns. Not anymore.
Right. Yeah. That was after the Bonnie and Clyde incident, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
When they were shooting up the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what do you think about Hawaii's laws on that?
Hawaii's laws are good if they're enforced. It's an enforcement agencies and the government that is not doing the right job.
On who?
Well, it starts from the top down.
Yeah. I mean, like the gun dealers? Or?
No. It starts from the governor on down.
Yeah. But who are they going to enforce?
Well, there is laws on the law books and never been taken off.
Oh.
There's laws on the law book that never been taken off about machine guns. Not allowed. But they allow it.
Isn't there a contradiction here?
Yeah, it's these lawmakers. They keep making law on top of the law on top of the law.
Oh. So actually somebody's liable for if somebody has it then, yeah?
Yep.
That'll be the government.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Thanks for calling. Aloha. Okay.
If Dot 3D is listening, I need him to call back the show.
Okay. Did you hear that, Dean? They need you to call back. What for?
Ask him a question.
Oh, okay. It's break time.
For a listener. Yes, it is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans? Sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And a reminder again, there's a big hack on Equifax and millions of people are being exposed. 200 million or more. Okay? They have your social security number, your address, your birth date, your driver's license, credit card numbers, everything. So if you're afraid of people seeing your social security number, think again. I recommend calling Eileen Hines. She is with ID Shield, and she can explain the whole nine yards to you better than I can. 808-780-5000. It don't cost you one penny to learn how ID Shield will protect you. So call her up and find out. And you can decide whether you want to be shielded or exposed. So I have it, so I relax. I don't worry about that. Call Eileen Hines at 808-780-5000. Okay? And you'll have total peace of mind. Okay. Who's next on the phone?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, George. How's it? We went to Waikiki Aquarium this morning, and my wife didn't know about that accident last night, the Montserrat Avenue.
Uh-huh.
That close by the area? Is that the street? Or?
Yep, Montserrat Avenue.
The aquarium's on?
Yep.
Oh, man. What about the one in Waianae? That was just drinking and driving, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The father's, you know, that's his baby, but man, gone now.
Yep.
Remember the early days when you used to have water shortages and they used to consider water, you got to ask for water at the restaurants, you know, and you don't hear that anymore.
No.
But these guys keep building and building, you use more water, yeah?
I don't know about the water.
I just wondering about that, you guys.
The water is one thing. The sewer. Where is the sewer going to go?
Yep.
It's building up, and it's the same sewer treatment plant. I don't understand it.
They built one tunnel from Kaneohe and going, everything coming to Kailua now. Man, that bay is polluted already.
Well, if the people would wake up and look at the ocean, and I love the ocean, and Hawaii's ocean is very polluted. It's not as clean as it used to be. For the older people that remember Kiwalo Basin, you could see the bottom back in the old days.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Today, you're lucky you see 1 foot deep.
Yeah. You used to go snorkeling a long time. You know, it's like dead.
No. No snorkeling, no jumping in the water today. You just as soon go to the sewer treatment plant and jump into the pool there.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, boy.
Okay.
You never heard from Rob in a long time.
No. I hope he's all right.
Yeah, because me and him got the same condition, but I was wondering how he's doing.
Yeah.
All right. It's just, you get tired of... You got to line your car. You're coming down a poly, and you got to try to stay away from the patches and...
Yep.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we got Ben from Kalihi.
Hi, Ben.
Hello, George. I have a question. What can I put on my battery terminal to prevent corrosion?
On your what?
The battery terminal.
On your battery terminals?
Yeah. You know, positive and negative terminals, right?
Yeah.
Can you put anything on there to prevent corrosion?
You could put baking soda.
Yeah.
Or silicone. There's a lot of things you can put on.
So silicone was the spray thing?
Silicone spray.
Okay.
Or the paste.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
This if you go down to AutoZone,
mm-hmm.
They have a whole shelf full of it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What is AutoZone?
Down by the Stadium Mall.
Oh, okay.
You know what Stadium Mall?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're right next to that other parts store.
Okay.
Go to AutoZone because it's cheaper.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Aloha. Okay. Now, somebody wanted Dean's phone number? Oh, okay. Anyway. Yes. We try to help you save money. We try to help you stay out of trouble. Now, the safety check is not doing the right job, so I would recommend getting rid of safety check. A lot of states on the mainland don't have safety check. And safety check reveals your VIN number. Okay? It's like putting your social security number on there. Erase the VIN number from your safety stickers. Now, if you don't want to do it and your car gets stolen, don't tell me. Because they can take the VIN number with their phone, take a picture of your VIN number, and make a key. Okay? If they have an identical car like yours, and they bring their license plate with them when they come to take your car, they drive around the block, remove your plates, throw your plates in the rubbish, put their plates on your car, nobody will ever find your car again. It's gone. Okay? I know auto thieves will be listening. They can do the same thing. So please remove the VIN number from your safety sticker and by the windshield in front of the driver, put a little card there to block off the VIN number. Okay? The government do it to make life harder for you. So anyway, I recommend doing it. Crestec Cleaning Center has the Royal Purple HPS motor oil, the good one that we're recommending. And HPS, and Crestec also has a lot of good stuff, like deodorant spray. That is the best, better than anything you can find anywhere. Okay? Go check them out. They're on Kapilani Boulevard next to McKinley Car Wash. Okay. Did you have that question?
No. What question?
For Dean.
I have a question for Dean from a radio caller.
Oh, okay. So, Dean, if you're listening, call in. Okay? And the call-in number is 888-5204. 888-5204. If you have a question, announcement, whatever, no problem. Okay? So anyway. Yeah, we need to stop safety stickers.
How about automatic transmission? Are there some cars you cannot check that also?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of new cars, the automatic trans, you cannot check the oil. So I recommend having the trans serviced every 20,000 miles. And the reason for 20,000 miles is the substandard fuel that you all are running is causing the transmission to slip. How it does it is the computer controls the transmission Not like the old days. The computer controls it, and when a computer senses substandard fuel, it retards the engine, giving you less gas mileage. And if that doesn't work, then the computer slips the transmission. It slips it. And common sense, folks, when you slip something, you're wearing it out. It's not gripping solid. So a lot of people argue the point where they say, oh, I'm running a junk gas, but I don't feel anything. Yes, because the transmission is slipping. The transmission doesn't scream out and you and say, hey, they're slipping my trans. But it's up to you. It's your car. Okay? So having the good trans oil, like the AMS oil, automatic transmission oil, that oil is good for 100,000 miles. So I recommend it highly. Yes, it's a little more expensive, but look at 100,000 miles versus 20,000 miles. Okay? It's your car. And transmissions are not cheap. They're very, very expensive. Okay? So
Barbara, call me back now. I got an answer for you.
Okay. What's the answer? She gave you an answer for what?
No, she gave me a question for Dean.
Oh, okay. That's for Dean, so we wait for Dean. I don't know where Dean is right now.
No, he called me back already.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We got to give Dean a lot of credit because he, on his own time, goes to check the fuel all over. He has a fuel octane tester, and he checks it. And a lot of mechanics, and non-mechanics included, say, oh, no, that doesn't work. Well, if that doesn't work, then NHRA better find another way of testing fuel, because that's what they do. Okay? That's the same system. Anyway, it's that time again that we got to remind you, this is Hawaii, a special place. Take care of each other. And please, don't drink and drive. And if you get upset, don't take it out on your car and go speeding down the road. No. Go running down the stairs backwards. That way you don't hurt anybody. Okay? Jumping off a building doesn't work either, because you're going to wake up and start screaming. Don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.